And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a collection of Louisiana artists. Sean Major in Gallery A with Rhyme and Reason. Six artists in the Louisiana Voices exhibit in the second gallery. A collection of Louisiana watercolorists. And the Uros House is in the main lobby. That's all at the Hilliard. You can find out more by going to their website, the Hilliard Museum. museum.louisiana.edu. UL Lafayette's Continuing Education Professional Development Program has quite a number of classes being offered through the month of November and December. If you'd like more information or a listing of the courses, you can go to their website, which is ce.louisiana.edu, or call their office at 482-6386. Downtown Alive, the weekend of Thanksgiving is always a little early. It's on Wednesday, November 21st, and it will be in Parc Sans Souci and featuring the Pine Leaf Boys. And, of course, the lighting of the official city Christmas tree and the Toys for Tots drive will be there as well. That's on Wednesday. And the Paint Macomb VZ Wonderful Program will be taking place this Saturday, November 24th. It will be a part of Habitat for Humanity's program. From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., neighborhood residents and volunteers will be painting a mural on the first of several street intersections in Macomb VZ. This one will be at the intersection of 12th and South Magnolia. For more information, you can go to Habitat for Humanity or habitatlafayette.org. Grand Noël will take place in Grand Coteau this Saturday, November 24th. Lots of music, and there will be tours, horse and carriage rides along the main street in Grand Coteau from 5 to 8 p.m. Also this Saturday, the Skyliners Big Band will have their dance. It will be at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center in Lafayette. It's a 20-piece jazz orchestra. They have been performing with some different musicians since 1950 in Lafayette, preserving great dance music. That dance will be from 7:30 to 11. You can purchase tickets, individual, couples, groups, at the door this Saturday. For more information, also you can call at 234-2133 or email skylinersbigband@gmail.com. That big band dance is this Saturday, 7:30 at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center. The Louisiana Brass Quintet will perform their fall recital on Monday, November 26th in Angel Hall Auditorium. The music faculty of UL Lafayette comprises the Brass Quintet, including Paul Morton and German Rojas, Catherine Roach Wallace, Eddie Mueller, and Scott Landry. For more information, you can call the School of Music. And at McNeese, the Fraser Memorial Library is hosting an exhibition of handmade artists' books through December 5th. All are invited to view the handmade books that will be at the Fraser Library through the 5th of December. Also, the Department of Performing Arts at McNeese will have their Band Spectacular Concert Tuesday, November 27th at 7:30 in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. And the singer-songwriter series, which is a part of PASA's offering, will feature Darden Smith. He will be performing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Friday, November 30th. For ticket information, you can call PASA or go to their website. And in Arneville on Saturday, December 1st, Feu et l'eau, Fire and Water, features arts and crafts, film, music, and culinary demonstrations, as well as workshops and spoken word. That will be at the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective, 1510 Bayou Catawba Highway in Arneville. For more information, their website is fireandwaterfestival.org. And the UL Lafayette Holiday Concert will be on Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 in Angel Hall. Participating will be the UL Symphony Orchestra, the UL Wind Ensemble, the UL Chorale, Chamber Singers, and Percussion Ensemble. And they're all joining forces to create a holiday concert, December 1st,